sweat with it, taking a shovel to it. He stuck some crosses and some painted goalposts through it. You know you came from it, and someday you'll return to this hellshade.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Car battle for the race lead as they streak their way down the back straightaway. Mayer's going to move them all the way to driver's left as they stack up and crash at the rear of the field. It's a multiple car accident.
He looks to the right side of Austin Hill's car. They get almost too wide but get back into line there.
Today on the Performance Racing Network, it's the Focused Health 250 from Circuit of the Americas. Now here's Mark Garrow and Brad Gilley.
Welcome to the capital city of the great state of Texas. We are here in Austin at the 2.4-mile layout of Circuit of the Americas as the NASCAR Xfinity Series will get under action here very shortly for the Focused Health 250. And Mark Garrow, the front row, dominated by one team with a veteran and a young rookie.
Yes, that, of course, Connor Zilich and Ross Chastain. Looking forward to that. And what a day to go racing. I just can't get over. I guess after the first year where we Mother Nature just dumped rain on us for a few days, every year since then, the weather's been outstanding. And again, I'm staring out there looking at blue skies. What a day to race in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, and look, we're here about a month or so earlier than we have historically been, which is really nice. But the good thing here, first day of March, a new month. Springtime is coming upon us right now. We're here right now while it's warm, but before it starts raining.
And by the way, we've got a new course. It's a little bit shorter. They're saying a new road and a new rodeo here at Circuit of the Americas.
We're going to bring you all of the action right here on the Performance Racing Network with the Focused Health 250.
The Focused Health 250 is presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Progressive. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. eBay. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. Echo Park Automotive. Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Imagine the roar of the engines, the smell of burnt rubber, the electrifying energy of the crowd. It feels like America. It's the Food City 500 NASCAR weekend, April 11th through the 13th. It's racing the way it ought to be. This year, it's a triple header weekend with the thrill of trucks, Xfinity, and Cup racing packed into three heart-pounding days. Visit BristolMotorSpeedway.com for tickets and details.
Coming up, we're going to let you meet some of the drivers who are going to attack this 2.4-mile circuit here at Circuit of the Americas in Austin. From Texas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. with the redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds. You just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
We're back at Circuit of the Americas, getting ready for the Focused Health 250, race number 3 for the Xfinity Series in 2025. And we've got a wide open race today. No previous winners in the field. Former COTA winner A.J. Allmendinger, not in it. Kyle Larson, not in it. Neither is three-time Xfinity Series road race winner from 2024, Shane Van Gisbergen.
So a first-time winner is in the books here today in the Focused Health 250, which should be pretty exciting because, Mark, obviously, just because we don't have any former winners, that's not uncommon with the Xfinity Series. We have a full field of 38 drivers, many of whom could easily go to victory lane here today because they are that skilled at turning left and right.
Four of those guys have won road races on the Xfinity Series. Justin Allgaier, Jeremy Clements, and Connor Zilich. Of course, the rookie winning at Watkins Glen last year, and Sam Mayer. Mayer has won four of the last 13 Xfinity Series road races. He could be the sleeper out there today.
Hey, the last time Sam Mayer was in Texas, he did go to victory lane in one of the closest finishes in NASCAR history, winning just about 200 miles north of here at Texas Motor Speedway when he was able to best Ryan Sieg. So why not? Why not be the first guy here in the Xfinity Series to win at both tracks in the Lone Star State?
Another question today going in, will the RCR domination end this weekend? They've dominated Daytona and Atlanta. Austin Hill has won all four stages, won the race at Atlanta. Jesse Love winning at Daytona. Together, they have led 85% of the laps run in the opening two races. And just when you think, okay, it's not a speedway race anymore. It's a road course. Well, guess what? Austin Hill has been the runner-up here in 22 and 24.
I was just thinking, Mark, here's the thing. They're not going to be humbled here today. And coincidentally, they actually start on the same row, row number 6. Jesse Hill qualified 11th. Austin Hill qualified 12th. Both of those drivers are highly skilled. Here's the other part of this, too, Mark. Both of those drivers have excellent pit crews. That could make a huge difference when it comes to who goes to victory lane. So I don't think they're going to be humbled whatsoever here at COTA.
Not sure there's a chink in the armor there. Again, a year ago, Hill the runner-up. Jesse Love in his rookie debut here was number 6 across the finish line. And we talked about the first two races. You know, again, they're speedway races. So you don't want to have problems both of those races. You want to get off to a good start. So, again, we have Love the winner at Daytona, Hill the winner at Atlanta. Only one driver, however, has finished top 10 in both the races, Harrison Burton. So if you had a good Daytona, you had a bad Atlanta. If you had a good Atlanta, you had a bad Daytona. And then you look at, okay, that means there had to be a whole bunch of guys with two DNFs. Wrong. Only two drivers with two DNFs to start the year, Anthony Alfredo and Connor Zilich.
How about that? Our pole-winning driver, Connor Zilich, he actually finds himself in a hole. What a better place to be able to climb out of that hole than Circuit of the Americas. The first time he ever came here in NASCAR was last year to run the Truck Series race. And not only did he win the pole, but he won the pole by a lot. Then he goes to make his first career start at Watkins Glen International, wins the pole, and wins the race. Now comes here to COTA. Connor Zilich driving a full schedule for Junior Motorsports as a Trackhouse contracted driver. And he also has another Trackhouse driver driving for Junior Motorsports today, joining him on the front row. So I feel like this is going to be a friendly green flag start to the race for Connor Zilich and Ross Chastain.
Again, when you're dealing with Ross Chastain, he'll give you the ins and outs in a hurry of what this looks like. So it should be an interesting start to the race, and how those two teams fight it out the rest of the way throughout the afternoon will be fun to watch as well.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. When we come back, you'll hear from some of our starting lineup as we are here at Circuit of the Americas for the Focused Health 250.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there.
That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcasts anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Today's broadcast from Austin, Texas, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Circuit of the Americas for today's Focused Health 250 NASCAR Xfinity Series race. We have three people covering pit road for us today. Wendy Venturini, Heather DeBoe, and the man who we will go to now, Brett McMillan.
Jesse Love here. They had a top six finish here a year ago, but the course is a little bit different. How much difference does the shorter course make for you this year?
I feel like it really makes the race go by quicker. And, you know, we're talking about pit strategy. I got to remember how many less or more laps we're running this year. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Enjoy the layout a lot. Obviously, I didn't want to like it coming into it because we're not running the full course, and it's such a historic racetrack, but honestly, I enjoy it more. So it'll be a lot of fun today, and looking forward for the challenge.
Your Daytona 500, or your Daytona winner, starts in the 11th spot today, Wendy Venturini.
Yes, and that's Corey Heim right now is just getting suited up to get prepared to get into this race car for today's race at COTA, starting sixth today. Corey, what have you learned about this track configuration, and what can we expect once the green flag drops?
Yeah, luckily throughout the week, I think Tier D and Toyota Racing did a great job in getting their sim model correctly set up for this configuration. So I feel like I was pretty prepared when I showed up to race weekend. But really proud of everyone at Sam Hunt Racing. This Upper Deck Supra, I feel like, has made a lot of progress from the start of practice. Feel fortunate that we got that full 50-minute session because I feel like we truly got better every time we went out. So really proud of them and very thankful for 2311 and Upper Deck coming on. And my first of a couple races this year with Sam Hunt Racing and the 2311 support. So it's one of my favorite racetracks, and I'm ready to get started.
All right, lots of news surrounding Corey Heim. He's going to go for it in the sixth position. Let's head over to Heather DeBoe.
And starting 23rd with a little bit of work to do today is William Sawalich, who's making his first start in any series here at the Circuit of the Americas. So what has been your first impression of this racetrack? Because I know you do well on road courses, especially in the ARCA series. How does this compare to what you've run before?
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different style. I mean, the corners are a lot tighter than anything I'm used to. I mean, I've really only been to three road courses, and they're all pretty similar. So it's a little bit to get used to, and let alone this is a new car for me. So there's just a lot of things to get used to and to acclimate to. But I think our team brought a fast Starkey GR Supra, and it's as fast as Xfinity Mobile. So hopefully we can make our way through the field.
All right, we'll see what the rookie can do here today at the Circuit of the Americas. Brett?
On the Xfinity Series, this guy's been Mr. Road Course lately, Sam Mayer, but you haven't won here yet. About time to take care of that, isn't it?
I think so. We're definitely going to do our best to get up there and be in the mix with those guys up at the front.
We definitely have some work to do on this Autobel Ford Mustang to get it to that point, but I'm sure by the end of the day we'll be as fast as Xfinity Mobile. But it's definitely going to take some work, and this place, it's a lot of fun. The new configuration is really cool, but it's going to take some work to get up there.
Right, Sam Mayer starts in the eighth spot today.
I'm going to get you real quick. All talk is around Connor Zilich this weekend. I feel like you have a lot of pressure on you. 18 years old from Mooresville, North Carolina. How are we handling this pressure this weekend at COTA?
Oh, I don't feel the pressure. I'm just out here driving and having fun. It's been such a cool weekend to do double duty with the Xfinity car and the Cup car. So I'm excited to get my first race under my belt here and you know, get a good feel for what the rest of the weekend is going to be like. This is an important race. We got to get our momentum swinging in the right direction after a rough start to the Xfinity season, but excited to do it at a place like this.
Just coming out of that Cup car, how much are you able to apply? Very different race cars.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously really different from car to car, but, you know, I think there's a lot of things that you learn about the track as the track progresses that you can apply to both races. So I'm excited to see kind of how the track progresses and what it does, and that'll definitely help me for the Cup car tomorrow, too.
All right, that's Connor Zilich, and he's starting from the pole. Heather DeBoe.
And Austin Green is who I'm going to speak with now, and last year you finished seventh here, so can we expect to see you put on another show like that here today?
Yeah, I'm going to try for sure. You know, we have a super fast Volpe Chevrolet Camaro today. And, you know, we had a little issue in practice, so we only got 15 minutes, and then we have to make a change. So we'll start from the rear, but we also did that last year as well. So I think just staying out of all the chaos and, you know, kind of letting everybody take themselves out, you know, hopefully we can be there at the end. And can't thank Doug Peterson enough.
Well, it's going to be an uphill battle for Austin Green today, but we're looking forward to watching. Brett?
All right, Justin Allgaier, you got a couple of top five finishes here on the long course. How different is this short course for fans that can't take a look at it today?
Yeah, I mean, significantly different. I think, you know, the section that we're cutting out is a lot of long straightaways and kind of that one hairpin back at turn 11. And we've added in this really tight kind of Chicago-esque, you know, street course style cut through. And, you know, it's not really changed the balance of the cars too much or anything like that, but it definitely has changed the way that we attack the race, right? It's a shorter lap. You're going to have to be a little more cautious on your strategy, what that looks like. And I think tire wear, you know, when you get some of those long straightaways, sometimes you get the tires to be able to cool down a little bit. So really proud of our team. You know, everybody at Junior Motorsports, when I look at the speed that all of our Chevrolets have, it's really good, and especially our Rev 1 Brandt Chevrolet. I mean, I'm not the greatest road course racer, and we were able to manage speed yesterday in a really good capacity, and I feel like while my teammate might be as fast as Xfinity Mobile, I'm not quite there, but we're not far behind him, and I'm looking forward to today's race. I think it's going to be a blast. Yep.
Justin starts fourth today.
Carson Quapel starting fifth in his first Xfinity start here at COTA, but you have plenty of experience in this Trans Am. How much have you been able to apply of what you knew about the course there running it here in the Xfinity series?
Yeah, quite a bit, really. I mean, we're on a different course than the TA2 race last year, but for the most part, most of the corners are all the same. They just cut off a little bit of the course we ran. So yesterday in practice, we really got to focus on trying to make this thing as fast as Xfinity Mobile during the long runs. And I think we had good qualifying speed. We qualified fifth, which is good for our Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops Clarence Chevrolet. But we were just trying to work on a little bit more into the run, I guess you'd say, and keeping a lateral grip in it. So I think this whole Junior Motorsports group really gave me a good piece. And hopefully, since we're starting up front, we can kind of keep it up front or go a little farther ahead.
All right, that's Carson Quapel. He starts fifth today. We'll have more from the pre-race grid here at the Circuit of the Americas.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive, and I'm here to tell you why you should shop Echo Park before you buy a car, truck, or SUV. Over half of inventory at Echo Park is priced below $25,000, and car for car, truck for truck, Echo Park Automotive's pricing is $3,000 less than the competition. Maybe that's why Echo Park has over 95,000 five-star reviews. Echo Park Automotive is built to make sure you drive away happy. It's even in their name. Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Denny Hamlin is going to hold on to win the Worth 400 here at Dover Motor Speedway, his third win in 2024.
This is Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 for Joe Gibbs Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
From Circuit of the Americas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
We're back at COTA, just moments away from pre-race ceremonies. The first road race on the Xfinity Series in 2025, a year ago. Kyle Larson, the winner here at COTA. Shane Van Gisbergen then reeled off three straight. Portland, Sonoma, Chicago. Connor Zilich at Watkins Glen. Sam Mayer at the Roval.
And, of course, only two of those drivers in the field here today, Mark, and that would be Connor Zilich on the pole and Sam Mayer as well. And, you know, this race here, it's talked about more laps. The track has gone from 3.4 miles down to 2.4. They've added a very exciting cutover section, which has been great. But our stages here today, we're going to go 20, 40, and 65 laps, more times in front of the fans, more times around this circuit.
More times to make mistakes, more times to have a problem if you're driving one of these cars.
Yeah, that is very, very true. Well, it is a beautiful day right here in Texas Hill Country in Austin, Texas, as we are NASCAR racing. Earlier today, we saw exciting qualifying with 2311 Racing taking the front row for the NASCAR Cup Series Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Tyler Reddick on the pole, Bubba Wallace on the outside of the front row. But today, it's about the Focused Health 250, and let's go trackside as we get opening ceremonies underway here at COTA.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise as you are able, remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the Civil Air Patrol's Apollo Composite Color Guard, commanded by Captain Alexander Hertzler, presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome 2023 Professional Fighters League Light Heavyweight Champion, Impa Kansanganai.
Lord, thank you for allowing us to gather here on this beautiful Saturday in Texas. Let us remember to bring honor to your name in all that we do, and know that we are unconditionally loved by you, Jesus, no matter our past or present situations. Lord, we thank you for our military and our first responders as they protect our great nation and put their lives on the line to keep us safe. God, please protect the drivers and their teams while they do what they love. Let them race hard, fast, and fearlessly. God bless NASCAR, the incredible community, and God bless the United States of America. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome award-winning singer-songwriter and UT student, Brooke Michelle.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes in bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled tangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free in the home of the brave.
And that puts the wraps on our pre-race show. Coming up next, the NASCAR Xfinity Series Focused Health 250 from Circuit of the Americas.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the two sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
After a devastating storm that brings down trees and homes, so many families have nowhere to turn. That's why Samaritan's Purse responds immediately after hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and fires all across the country. Our volunteer teams bring tools and compassion to homeowners who have lost not only possessions, but more importantly, hope. You can help. Join with Samaritan's Purse. Log on to samaritanspurse.org.
Coming up from the Circuit of the Americas, the command to start engines, and you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to Circuit of the Americas for the Focused Health 250. We've said a prayer. We've sung the national anthem. The next thing to happen is drivers will fire their engines. And, Mark, that is going to happen here shortly. But as we look at where we are here today at Circuit of the Americas, you talked about it earlier, the start of the season, whoever devised the schedule, I actually really applaud them. We have two speedway races with Daytona and Atlanta, thrilling finishes in both. Now we come to a highly challenging, highly technical road course with an extra twist for race number three.
A bottom line, it doesn't get any easier. They just change the name and the place, and it's still hard racing.
It is hard racing. One of the twists and turns that they have added to the twists and turns of this circuit is a bypass. It used to be 3.4 miles. That's the full course at Circuit of the Americas, but now we've reduced it down to 2 miles. Our Xfinity Series pole-winning driver, Connor Zilich, yesterday, after winning the pole, was describing the new section and how he thinks it will race.
It was really, not too crazy. It really just added that 1-6A, 6B section and kind of changed the way you drive the end of the S's. So overall, not too crazy. 6B has got a really big bump in it. I feel like it's going to race really well. 6A, I think, is going to be a good passing zone with guys setting up to the right. I think you're going to be able to pass there. And I'm just curious to see really how it races, and I'm glad I get to do the Xfinity race tomorrow to see that.
Should be exciting for sure. And, of course, that was yesterday after he won the pole for the race here today. And it's going to be very challenging at this race in the Focustel 250, Mark.
He talked about 6B. I want to talk about 6A and the barrier down there. Somebody is going to get into that thing, whether somebody forces them in there or they make a mistake. I think that's going to be a very interesting part of this racetrack.
Alex Hayden, who's joining us this weekend from the Motor Racing Network, was describing it. He went down there for a track walk. There is a 400-pound barrier on the inside of the left-hander of Turn 6A. And here's the problem. If you brush your door up against it and it pushes you out wide, it's going to push you out wide to a concrete barrier. So there is not going to be a safe zone there, especially if you're running two by two through that section.
Not the first time we've seen a car get nicked on the inside and get bumped into the outside wall.
That is a great point, Mark. Well, we are about to get things underway. Let's go trackside for the command of fire engines here in Austin, Texas.
Race fans, here to give the command, a close friend of Focus Health, Matt Ferret. Drivers! Start your engines!
Command, just bring your mounts, crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Three drivers failed to qualify for today's Focused Health 250. They were Brad Perez, Parker Retzloff, and Thomas Annunziata. Starting 38th, Ryan Sieg in the SIAPS Ford. Starting 37th, Baltazar Leguizamon in the KSW Construction Corp Speed Agro Chevrolet. The RSS Racing Ford of Kyle Sieg will start 36th. 35th, Jeremy Clements in the Henderson Jet Services Chevrolet. 34th will be Ryan Ellis, the Classic Collision Chevrolet. 33rd, Chris Wright, the First National Bank Corp Chevrolet. The Midas Chevrolet of Brennan Poole will start 32nd. 31st will be Harrison Burton, the Dex Imaging Ford.
Then taking the green flag 30th in the Thompson Pipe Group Toyota, it's Dean Thompson. 29th, Jeb Burton, the State Water Heater Chevrolet. The Eternal Fan Toyota for Sage Karam is 28th. 27th, Alex LeBay, the Black Diamond Garage Chevrolet. The Insurance King Chevrolet of Josh Balicki is 26th. 25th, Preston Pardis, the Chinchor Electric Chevrolet. The Trophy Tractor Chevrolet of Carson Hosevar goes off 24th. 23rd, William Sawalich in the Starkey Toyota. The Rima Chevrolet of Matt DiBenedetto is 22nd on the grid. And 21st, Josh Williams, the Alloy Employer Services Chevrolet.
Rolling off 20th will be Austin Green, the Volpe Chevrolet. The Borchetta Bourbon Chevrolet of Nick Sanchez will start 19th. Blaine Perkins starts 18th in the Werner Chevrolet. The Austin Gambler Chevrolet of Anthony Alfredo starts 17th. 16th will be Sammy Smith, the Pilot Chevrolet. The Heiss LED Lighting System Chevrolet of Daniel Dye will start 15th. Rolling off 14th, Sheldon Creed, the Road Ranger Ford. 13th will be Brandon Jones in the Menards Bali Toyota. The Global Industrial Chevrolet of Austin Hill starts 12th. Starting 11th, Jesse Love in the Whelan Chevrolet.
Now the top 10 on the outside of row number 5 in the Celsius Chevrolet. It's Christian Eckes to his inside. Starting 9th, Riley Herbst in the Monster Energy Toyota. Moving up to row 4, going off 8th, Sam Mayer in the Audubel Ford. Then it's the Operation 300 Toyota for Taylor Gray. 6th, Corey Heim, the Upper Deck Toyota. 5th on the grid, Carson Quappel, the Bass Pro Shops Clarience Tech Chevrolet. Then it's the Brandt Rev 1 Energy Chevy for Justin Allgaier. 4th, 3rd, William Byron, the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. And now the front row on the outside in the Acceptance Insurance Chevrolet, it's Ross Chastain. And on the pole for the second time here at COTA, he won the Truck Series pole a year ago. Now, for the first time on the Xfinity Series here at the Circuit of the Americas, Connor Zilich, again in that WeatherTech Chevrolet, his speed 88.832 miles per hour.
And that's your starting lineup for today's Focused Health 250.
And the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
Cars are rolling off of pit road right now. When we come back, we'll introduce you to our four turn announcers that will help us call the lap-by-lap action here at Circuit of the Americas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Circuit of the Americas for the Focused Health 250. Now let's meet our turn announcers, brought to you by State Water Heaters, with our view from the turns. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. As Mark and I take the field across the front straightaway, they will climb up a tall hill here at Circuit of the Americas and head into the view of Rob Albright.
And that tall hill, Brad, is 13 stories that these drivers must traverse from the start-finish line to the entrance to turn number one. In 5 seconds time, they'll decelerate from about 150 miles an hour to about 50. At the same time, in these Xfinity Series cars, they're downshifting from fourth to third to second and first. They're also utilizing their brake and throttle very judiciously, not wanting to lock up the brakes, because if you do, you get wheel hop and you are going to be in big trouble. A lot goes on in that race car. Now, it's compounded by the fact, as they come to the top of the hill and turn left 120 degrees into turn number one, it's deceptively wide, because not only does it incorporate the entire front straightaway, but it also incorporates the exit of pit road, which adds an extra 20 feet of width going into the corner. They moved the restart zone back about half a mile, it seems like, then back to the beginning of the straightaway, to hopefully not make them five wide. There may be only going to be four wide coming into turn number one, so it will be exciting. They'll then turn left and start downhill to an offhand, or an off-camber, I should say, right-hand turn, 60 degrees. That's turn number two. I'll take them into and through the middle of the turn and then hand it off to the pride of Atlanta, Georgia, the Fireball.
Hey, that's right. And look, as you exit turn two wide, these cars quickly have to squirrel back to their right, because they got to make a left, right, left, to go and then right again through turns 3, 4, 5, and 6. The essence, NASCAR has called penalties for drivers who've gotten all four tires outside of the red and white rumble strips of these S's several times these last 2 days. It's a tricky section. They run through third gear with an eggshell under the throttle. Once they get through turn six, they go down to second gear, then to first for the most talked about turn so far of the weekend, the new turn 6A, the cut through on the shorter course. They'll get down to first gear, try to avoid that pack or barrier right at the apex of that turn, and then exit wide right next to a wall that looks like a street course, where then the racing guy, Pat Patterson, picks him up.
All right, thank you, Doug. Happy race day, everybody. They'll make a left-hand turn exiting 6B, which is that short chute we just talked about, and that gets you back on to the straightaway that we're all pretty familiar with, albeit about a third of what it normally is here. They'll race down the straightaway into turn 12, hard left-hand corner, uphill to a right-hand turn number 13. Then they'll keep the car over to the right, touch those front right tires with the rumble strips in what we call turn 14, and they'll hustle on down to 15, which is a hard left-hand corner. This is a very strategic part of the racetrack. You can lose a lot of speed. You just need to be smooth and consistent through here, which they'll try to do all afternoon. As soon as they get out of 15 and get up here to the Echo Park Bridge, I'll turn them loose to Alex Hayden.
Thank you, Pat. Good afternoon, everyone. Turns 16, 17, and 18 here at the circuit are all one
one big continuous right-hand turn. However, you have to be patient with the throttle through here. With turn 16, it does have a double apex in it, which means the driver has to put a little more steering wheel into the car a couple of different times. It'll straighten out only momentarily for the less than a heartbeat before turn number 17. Also, continuing that hard right-hand turn, a quick flick of the steering wheel there. That'll set you up for what we call the kink, or turn number 18. Once you hit turn 18, you hit a short straightaway. It goes downhill, and you get set for a 90-degree flat left-hand turn number 19. Hard braking there, downshifting. Driver's right will provide plenty of runoff if anybody cooks the brakes and slides wide. Once off turn number 19, another short straightaway before you hit the final corner here in this 2.4-mile layout. Turn number 20 here at Circuit of the Americas, beyond 90 degrees. Once you make the turn as a driver, well, don't give up. You got to keep turning the race car. That will lead you onto the front straightaway and back to the view of the guys ready to call the start of the race, Mark Garrow and Brad Gilley.
When they swing wide out of turn number 20, they will go from the asphalt to the rumble strips to the dirt, and then they'll head off to the start-finish line. The race distance today, 156 miles, 65 laps total. Stage 1 ends at lap 20, stage 2 at lap 40. The third and final stage will be 25 laps. The NASCAR starter, Kyle Hicks, the man behind the wheel of the GR Supra Pace car, is Jason Brownlow.
Well, let's go down to pit road and survey our pit reporters and find out who they think might wind up in victory lane here today at Circuit of the Americas. At the entrance to pit road is Wendy Venturini.
Oh, nice. I get to go first. All right, guys. I was really undecided because we have Ross Chastain, William Byron, guys coming over for an Xfinity start, but I can't. Since I go first, I can't leave him on the table for anyone else. Connor Zilich, he's going to get the Xfinity win and his double duty weekend here at COTA.
Heather DeBo joining us from west of Texas.
Well, I was thinking along the same lines there of Wendy, but Ross Chastain said during Cup practice that he's been dreaming of driving for Junior Motorsports since 2014. So he's going to be my pick, because what a story that would be for him to put it in victory lane the first time pairing up with that team.
All right, Brett McMillan, what did they leave for you?
They left me a guy who used to drive for Junior Motorsports but doesn't anymore. Now he drives for the Haas Automation team, and he's a great road course racer. He gets his first win at Circuit of the Americas, but not his first road course win. Sam Mayer goes to victory lane.
Oh, by the way, there are five drivers in the race today doing double duty this weekend. William Byron, Ross Chastain, Riley Herbst, Carson Hocevar, and Connor Zilich.
All of whom are very, very fast. We have several drivers who will be dropping to the rear, as right now they are lined up behind the Toyota GR Supra Pace car. Jesse Love goes from the 11th starting spot. He'll go to the back. Also Chris Wright, Harrison Burton, Kyle Sieg, Austin Green, Baltazar Leguizamon, Ryan Sieg, Preston Partis, Ryan Ellis, and Josh Balicki. That's all a mouthful right there. That's a third of the field going to the back, Mark.
I was just going to say, I'm not quick math. It's got to be 25 to 33% right there. That's a bunch of cars going to the back. Jesse Love, again, top 10 finisher a year ago. He'll be coming from the back. And Harrison Burton, as we talked about earlier, the only Xfinity Series driver to start the year with two top 10s at Daytona and Atlanta.
When they take the green flag, we're going to be kicking off eBay stage number one. As Mark had mentioned, it's a 20-lap stage in stage one. We do expect to see pit strategy come into play before the end of that stage. eBay, swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
This is the fifth Xfinity Series race at Circuit of the Americas. Kyle Busch, the winner in 2021. A.J. Allmendinger, back-to-back in 22 and 23. A year ago, it was Kyle Larson. What do they have in common? None of them are in the race today.
All right, let's go down to pit road real quick as we're about to get ready to go racing here at COTA. Brett McMillan.
Brad, you talked about the guys going to the rear. Austin Hill's team thought he was going to the rear. After practice and qualifying yesterday, they found water in the radiator pan. They thought that they're going to have to pull the radiator. They came back this morning and looked, couldn't find it, couldn't find the leak. They decided to go ahead and go with what they've got and hope that it wasn't that it was just something else and not a problem.
Thank you very much for that good intel, Brett McMillan. Let's go up to the 220-foot tower. Joining us from the Motor Racing Network, we are thrilled to have Alex Hayden on the broadcast. What are they looking like, Alex?
Stacked up two by two. Connor Zilich, your pole winner. He'll start the driver's left on his choice. Then on the outside of him to his right, you've got Ross Chastain. Row number two, the red, white, and blue Chevrolet. William Byron is there. And then Justin Allgaier as the field goes to turn 20, looking for the start.
This is a left-hand corner before they hit the straightaway. Junior Motorsports teammates on the front row. Green flag is out on the jump on the inside. That is driver's left. Connor Zilich right next to Ross Chastain.
The old maxim is you can't lose or you can't win it on the first lap, but you can lose it. And now five wide. They come into turn number one. Zilich, slight advantage over a side-by-side battle for second to the inside. It is the car of William Byron. To his right, Ross Chastain as they bent their way through turn two.
Coming up to speed through turn two and three, Connor Zilich squeaks away with the lead as they drive under the pedestrian bridge. And whoa, those speeds down. Kyle Larson's gotten around Ross Chastain into the second spot. The top five or six are single file. There's Sam Mayer's trying to look under the 24 machine of Corey Heim. Now the first time into turn 6A. How do they get through right now without incident, Pat Patterson?
Zilich makes his way off of 6B, about eight car lengths out in front of William Byron. Byron being dogged by the number nine of Ross Chastain. Chastain will try to duck under him into turn 12. He gets a fender out in front, and he'll make the pass on William Byron. Let that car work its way out in turn 13. Here's Zilich, nice and smooth. Again, about a four to five car separation in first and second. Everybody behind this front car is lined up nose to tail as they race off of turn number 15, or 14, rather, up here to the Echo Park Bridge.
They make their way into turn 16 for the first time at speed. Race leader Connor Zilich has opened up six car lengths on Ross Chastain. William Byron will follow suit, ride those tire tracks. Further back, the battle for the number five spot is on. Hard charge down to the inside of the racetrack as drivers kick dust in the air. Carson Quapel is under attack as they work their way into turn number 20.
Corey Heim trying to get underneath Quapel. Meanwhile, Connor Zilich will lead lap number one. And here's Justin Allgaier now. He'll challenge Kyle Larson as they head to turn number one.
Already a 10-car length advantage for race leader Zilich. He's now being pursued by Ross Chastain, who rides five car lengths up on William Byron. Byron now sees in his mirror, big time, Justin Allgaier as they go downhill, crest that hill, and head to turn number two.
Off camber they go as the top four, five, six cars are single file there. Connor Zilich in the S's right now, starting to pull away. There's a battle shaping up here that we've been talking about between Carson Quapel and the 16 machine of Christian Eckes in the back of the top 10. There in the S's as Connor Zilich is in 6A.
Watching Zilich make his way over to the backstretch, a good distance back to second. Then you got William Byron. Justin Allgaier makes his way. And then Corey Heim. Also in this mix is Sam Mayer, who's moved up nicely now into that position. Here's the leader making his way up here to turn number 13. Zilich in that basically white car today. Behind him, Ross Chastain, William Byron, Justin Allgaier, Corey Heim, Sam Mayer. Then you've got the number one car of Carson Quapel as they work into turn number 15. Here comes the leader to the Echo Park Bridge.
And that leader continues to be Connor Zilich. Smooth sailing here in what has been a stress-free start to this Xfinity Series race. His lead last time was 10 car lengths. This time through turn number 18, Connor Zilich has grown that advantage. It's up to 15, maybe 16 car lengths over Ross Chastain, who is second. William Byron continues to pedal hard in third.
That advantage more than 1 second in just two laps for Connor Zilich over Ross Chastain. They hit the front straightaway. It's about 10 car lengths difference. Behind Ross Chastain, you've got William Byron, then Justin Allgaier as they race up the hill.
Chastain relinquished the second position at the exit of turn number one on lap one. Byron now settles back about four car lengths behind Chastain. Chastain now is no longer losing ground to Zilich. I think he's narrowed in, Doug, as they enter turn two.
It certainly looks that way there as the leaders are all spaced out about the top five or so. Carson Quapel coming through turns two and three right now has gone too wide with the 41 machine of Sam Mayer as they fight through the S's now. Ahead of the pack, Connor Zilich, Ross Chastain, and William Byron are your top three.
Keeping our eye on that battle between Quapel and Mayer. Mayer works his way to the inside there through the short chute, headed to the backstretch. Meanwhile, the leader all the way down here in turn 12. 8-9 car lengths back to second place running Ross Chastain. Then another 8 or 9 back to William Byron. The only side-by-side battle on the racetrack, just happened with Quapel. Here's the leader again in turn number 14. Down to 15 he goes.
And once again, Quaple are battling back there with Sam Mayer. That is a good battle. Then you've got the 16 car. Of course, that is the car of Christian Eckes doing a nice job out here this afternoon trying to pick up a position.
Christian Eckes trying to get by the Austin Hill car. So the Atlanta winner struggling just a bit here in the opening laps. Hill able to get by and maintain as Christian Eckes slips just a bit. Eckes will yield three car lengths to Austin Hill. They'll chase each other down the hill. Back to turn number 19, and Austin Hill able to secure that position.
Connor Zilich again remains the leader in tow. Ross Chastain, Ryan Ellis has been spun in the back of the pack, but no yellow flag as the leaders climb the hill to turn number one again.
In four previous Xfinity Series races here at COTA, not a single Xfinity Series regular has won. Trying to reverse that trend is Zilich as he continues to lead Ross Chastain, this time by five car lengths.
They come down the hill through turn number two, then set up for the S's. Turn three to the left. Right-hand turn for the leader, Zilich, at four, then to the left again at five, then up and down the hill through turn six, downshifting to set up turn 6A as the top 10, 12, 15 cars are single file and starting to spread out.
Watching again the leader as he makes his way to the backstretch. Once again, that battle is a good one there with Sam Mayer, Carson Quaple. Austin Hill is in that as well. Those cars working their way now onto the backstretch as they exit there. And the double zero of Sheldon Creed, also very racy. Taylor Gray is back there.
Got trouble over here in turn 6A. We got a car nose head first into the barrier. It looks like Carson Quaple. Yes, it is, in fact, as he seemed to miss the turn. I'm not sure if there was contact, but he's nosed and stopped in the tire barrier in turn 6A. Calamity Corner this weekend.
And that is Carson Hocevar driving the number 14. His window net goes down. That's going to bring out the caution flag. NASCAR just put out the caution flag. Hocevar has nowhere to go right now, Mark, where he's stuck in those tire barriers. And that is one of the sections of racetrack that we talked about, that if you get sideways, if you get into something, you're probably going to be stuck in something, and we'll see yellow.
So Hocevar, one of the double dippers in Austin, Texas this weekend, is out early in the Focused Health 250.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
The speed, the thrill, the action. NASCAR takes over Las Vegas March 14th through 16th for the Pennzoil 400 race weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Get ready for non-stop action as NASCAR's biggest stars battle for victory. Whether you're in the stands or camping trackside, feel the adrenaline like never before. Tickets at lvms.com or call 800-644-4444. Are you ready to go all in? This is NASCAR. This is Vegas. This is the Pennzoil 400 March 14th through 16th.
Want to say a big thanks to our race sponsor here in the Focused Health 250. Focused Health is a national health insurance agency delivering health insurance solutions for individuals and families. Formed by two industry experts, Focused Health concentrates on government-supported health care. They are proud partners of the sport and the connections it brings to consumers throughout the race season. Together, we celebrate speed, competition, and the pursuit of a healthier lifestyle. We are working our first caution here at Circuit of the Americas in the Focused Health 250. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Dale Earnhardt, he's almost been deified. There's a mystique about him that's never been attached to any other driver, including your dad.
I think there's two things for Dale Earnhardt that make him who he is. He was that guy that's your neighbor. I don't care if you live in a mobile home. I don't care if you live in a mansion. He's that guy that was your neighbor. He's the guy that was out in his yard planting his plants. He's the guy that was out there mowing. He's the guy that was out there doing it. He's the guy that drove the truck. He's the guy that got up under the car and changed the gear. He's the guy that put on a uniform and jumped in that car and became your hero on a Sunday afternoon. And you could identify with that. He's really that last guy. And he is, in the words of Tom Wolfe, last great American hero, the book that was written about Junior Johnson. He is that last guy to a lot of people. And he was going to have that following no matter what. It moved to a different level because of what happened at Daytona. Billy Joel, only the good die young. And that's the way you remember it. So I think that moves you to a different place too.
We're back at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. We are just four laps into the Focused Health 250. We talked about the potential for issues down there in 6B where that barrier is. As Carson Hocevar was going into the corner, just as he was about to turn to the left, he got bumped from behind by Jeb Burton. That straightened his car out and straight into the outside barrier, which we talked about earlier, that if you bump off the inside barrier, you might wind up in the outside one, and that's exactly what happened with Carson Hocevar. But again, he had help from Jeb Burton.
The good thing for Carson Hocevar is he hit a tire barrier, and for SS Greenlight Racing, the damage seems somewhat minimal, at least on the outside. The bad thing for Carson Hocevar is he hit a tire barrier, and that car got buried nose deep into it. He had no choice but to put the window net down and get out of that car. Now, Mark, we're in an interesting spot here. We have four laps completed. They're coming across the start-finish line to complete lap number five. Stage one ends at lap 20. Stage two ends at lap 40. We are getting into a zone now, Mark, where some teams could pull some strategy and pit right now and make it to the end of stage number two. How big of a risk is that? Well, that's a huge question because you are going to wear out these Goodyear tires here over what, when we restart, will be about the next 13 or 14 laps to the end of this stage. But you know, if you're a crew chief and you want to jump some track position a little bit later, right now might be the great opportunity to do that.
So at this point, Connor Zilich has led every lap. Ross Chastain briefly lost the number two spot to William Byron, but retook it. Byron currently running third. Justin Allgaier is fourth. Corey Heim has worked his way up to fifth, and Sam Mayer at number six. Carson Quapel, seventh. Eighth is Austin Hill. Ninth is Christian Eckes, and 10th is Sheldon Creed.
Running 11th right now, Taylor Gray. Nick Sanchez is 12th. 13th is Sammy Smith. Riley Herbst is 14th. Anthony Alfredo, 15th. Brandon Jones, 16th. 17th is Daniel Dye. Josh Williams, 18th. 19th, Blaine Perkins. William Sawalich runs 20th.
Alex LeBay is 21st, and after starting in the back of the pack, Jesse Love is all the way up to 22nd. Austin Green, 23rd. Jeb Burton, 24th. Brennan Poole is 25th. Then 26th, Josh Balicki. Matt DiBenedetto is 27th. 28th is Dean Thompson. Ryan Sieg, 29th. Chris Wright in 30th.
31st is Kyle Sieg. Ryan Ellis is 32nd. Preston Partis is 33rd. Sage Karam is 34th. Baltazar Leguizamon is 35th, 36th. Harrison Burton. Jeremy Clements is 37th. And out of the race, he will finish 38th, is Carson Hocevar. That leaderboard brought to you by eBay. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
Want to remind you, the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix coming up tomorrow on PRN at 2:30 Eastern Time. 2311 Racing teammates Tyler Reddick, Bubba Wallace, they put their Toyotas on the front row. The rest of our top five starters, Chase Elliott, Carson Hocevar, Daniel Suarez, and the rest of the top ten tomorrow when they drop the green flag, Shane Van Gisbergen, Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, and Todd Gilliland.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back at Circuit of the Americas, we're about to go racing again. The lights are off. The Toyota GR Supra Pace car, driven by Jason Brownlow. Connor Zilich, again, is currently our leader. He started 20th, wrecked, and finished 27th at Daytona. Got in another crash in Atlanta, wound up 34th. He would dearly love to get things turned around this afternoon.
Well, Mark, here we go. The Toyota GR Supra Pace car has hit pit road. The field is heading into the Echo Park Automotive restart zone just as they hit the start-finish line. This time, Ross Chastain with a little bit of a jump on the outside of Connor Zilich. The big question is where they shake out at the top of the hill, Rob.
Climbing 133 feet to turn one, and again, five wide, six wide. Zilich and Chastain side by side as they exit the corner. Still three wide behind them. Ross Chastain wants the race lead, and Connor Zilich does not want to give it up.
They are too wide, coming through turn number two and into the S's. It's Zilich on the inside, at least for now. Now he skates into the lead around the nine machine of Chastain. Behind them, William Byron staving off Sammy Smith, Justin Allgaier, Corey Hyman, others, as Sam Mayer tries to get around Corey Hyman, that fist spot. He's going to try him on the outside of turn 6A.
Looks like he's going to get that done. Hyman picks up a spot. Meanwhile, Austin Hill behind that group fighting as he begins to exit by 6B. He's got Christian Eckes right behind him. Sheldon Creed to the right side of him now as the field launches their way up here into turn number 13. Half a car length separate first through seventh place now. Man on the move is Sheldon Creed trying to take a spot away. The inside line going to work around Austin Hill. The bottom of the racetrack there, you've got Eckes, also Carson Quapple. Good battle shaping up for fourth now as Corey Heim tries to make a run.
Good racing all the way through the top 20 here as we work our way back to turn 16. William Byron is on the move. He's in the number three spot wanting to position. However, further back, Corey Heim is under double-barreled attack. Justin Allgaier is in that mix. Also, Sam Mayer. They're all both right on the back bumper of the Corey Heim machine headed to turn 20.
As they come back across the stripe, seven laps down, 13 to go in stage one. Connor Zilich, the leader, has picked up a plastic bag on the nose of that race car. Will that affect the handling? Will that affect the engine temperature? Also, now trouble in turn 20. Three cars are around. One of those is going to be the Carson Quapple machine, also Sheldon Creed, but the yellow flag is not out.
Rob, what's happening in front of you?
Well, the leaders are now down the hill into turn number three.
And they come through the S's now. Carson, the Connor Zilich machine, rather, is about two cars ahead, car lengths ahead of the number nine of Ross Chastain. The top three kind of breakaways. The 10, 12 top cars are getting single file now. Connor Zilich leads it through turn 6A.
Yeah, Zilich is going to exit here onto the straightaway and head to turn 12. Behind him is the number nine car. That's Ross Chastain, 17. That is William Byron. Those three cars separated now from the fourth place car by about six car lengths. That's Corey Heim that races in that position. Justin Allgaier is there. Sam Mayer is having a good afternoon. He's caught right up to the number seven of Justin Allgaier, trying to work around him over in turn number 14. Can't do anything to the right.